Hello, and thank you for joining us today for A Sleep Pill, the podcast where together we will dive into the complex world of sleep in plain language. This program is sponsored by the Sleep Neural Lab. I'm Dr. Cesar Jajaro, a psychologist specializing in behavioral treatment for sleep problems, and today we'll be talking about insomnia, what it is, who it affects, and what can be done about it. Joining me today is Dr. Julio Gonzalez, a psychiatrist with extensive experience in sleep disorders. Welcome, Julio.
Thank you very much, Cesar. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Good. I am really excited to be here today to discuss insomnia because that is a very common issue. And many people don't fully understand how to manage it effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get started with the basics. Julio, what exactly is insomnia?
Well, insomnia would be a sleep disorder characterized by difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or waking up too early and not being able to go back to sleep. These difficulties occur despite having an adequate opportunity to sleep and lead to some sort of daytime impairment, such as fatigue, mood disorders, or trouble concentrating.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's important to note that occasional poor sleep is normal. But for it to be considered insomnia, these difficulties must occur at least 3 times per week and at least 3 months. Is that correct?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So, short-term acute insomnia can happen due to many things, to stress or changes in routine. But when it becomes chronic, it can have significant consequences.
Speaking about consequences, let's talk about who is more affected by insomnia. Are there specific groups that are more vulnerable?
Yes, insomnia is more common in women, especially during menopause due to hormonal changes. It also increases with age. As we grow older, there are changes in sleep, and older adults often experience changes in their sleep patterns. People with anxiety, depression, or high levels of stress are also at a greater risk. And additionally, of course, shift workers and those with irregular sleep schedules often struggle a lot with insomnia.
Absolutely. And the impact, let's say impact of insomnia goes beyond just feeling tired. It can increase the risks of developing mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, and as well as physical health problems such as hypertension and even cardiovascular disease.
Exactly. Sleep is very important, it's crucial for brain function and emotional regulation. Without adequate rest, cognitive abilities, mood, and overall well-being can be significantly affected.
Let's move on to the type of insomnia. How do we classify them?
We generally classify insomnia into primary and secondary. Primary insomnia is not linked to any underlying medical or psychiatric condition. It's an standalone sleep disorder. Secondary insomnia, on the other hand, is caused by another condition, such as chronic pain, depression, substance use. We can also classify it as onset insomnia, which is the difficulty on falling asleep, maintenance insomnia, which is the trouble staying asleep, and terminal insomnia, where people wakes up too early. Maintenance insomnia and terminal insomnia together are also called consolidation insomnia.
That's really interesting, Julio. And speaking about treatment, many people wonder what to do if they are struggling with insomnia. What would you recommend?
Well, the first step is to establish a good sleep hygiene. This includes maintaining a consistent sleep schedules, avoiding caffeine and heavy meals before bedtime, reducing screen time, and creating a comfortable sleep environment. Also, relaxation techniques, such as mindfulness and deep breathing or breathing exercises in general, can also be beneficial.
That's a great point, Julio. But when sleep hygiene alone isn't enough, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, or CBTI, is considered the gold standard treatment, correct?
That is correct. A CBTI is highly effective. It is the first line of treatment in all the international guidelines for management of insomnia. It helps people identify and change unhelpful thoughts and behaviors that contribute to insomnia. It often includes techniques like sleep restriction, stimulus control, and cognitive restructuring.
Okay, and how and when what I understand when behavioral treatments are not sufficient, medication may be an option, but it's not the first line of treatment. I mean, I understand the prescription sleep aids can be useful for short-term relief, but they have to be used with a caution in the long term because of the dependence problem.
Absolutely. Medication usually help in the short term, but they don't address the root cause of insomnia. And also, they may be associated to many risks, especially in the long term. That's why, in any case, combining them with behavioral therapy is the best approach. That is when medication is necessary.
Okay, that's very useful. This has been a really fantastic discussion. And Julio, before we wrap up, do you have any final advice for listeners struggling with insomnia?
Yes, of course. If you're experiencing insomnia, if you're experiencing any form of sleep difficulties, don't ignore them. Improving your sleep habits is very important and solve most of the problems, but if the problem persists, seek professional help. Talk to your doctor about this. Insomnia and other sleep disorders are treatable, and getting the right support can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Sleep is essential for overall health, and no one should have to struggle in silence. Thank you, Julio, for joining me today and sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Cesar, for having me. I hope this helps people understand that they don't have to live with insomnia or any other sleep disorders. There are effective solutions available.
Thank you for listening to us today. If you wish more information about what we discussed in this program, you can contact us at info@sleepneurolab.com. You can also leave a rating and review to help others find this podcast. And remember, sleep well, live healthy, and be happy.